I had to really make the shift and believe in myself and believe that my clients wanted to pay me money to help them see incredible results, that I could support clients without always over delivering and burning myself out. And I realized that if I wanted a sustainable business, I needed to make some really big changes that meant my business is going to be here in 10 years and not just around in 10 days' time. Building an online business you're obsessed with? I'm Lou Cornell and welcome to the Business Expansion Podcast, a show for all ambitious women who want to confidently build and expand their online businesses. Whether you're just starting out or you're already loving the online business space, this podcast is your go-to resource for leveling up your skills and expanding your mindset while creating a business and life you're utterly obsessed with. Are you ready to level up? Let's go. Welcome and welcome back to the Business Expansion Podcast. I'm your host, Lou Cornell, and I'm so excited to be jumping on to this podcast episode with you. This podcast episode, I'm going to be sharing the three biggest shifts I want you to know that helped me make my first six figures as an online coach. And I know in the online world, we really pedestal making your first six figures. And for me, making my first six figures felt like such a milestone, and it really felt like something I was working towards because personally, I've never made six figures. I've never had a corporate job that's paid me that much money. So it honestly felt like I'd hit a goal that was never possible in my old life or in my life where I had a 9-to-5. So when I first started out as a coach, I was undercharging. I was extremely over-delivering, and I really had very little boundaries. And this meant that I was getting burnt out. I always wanted my clients to get incredible results, and that is still my priority and my focus throughout. But I was making that at the expense of my business. I was doing 30 coaching calls a week. So that's 30 hours of one-on-one coaching where I wasn't charging nearly enough. I remember my first coaching package that I charged 8 weeks. I think I charged something insane like $400 for 8 one-on-one calls with Voxer support for daily review. And I realized I was over-delivering because I really wanted people to see what a powerful coach that I could be. And it was coming from all the wrong spaces. It was coming from a point of lack. It was coming from a point of not really believing in myself and only believing I was worthy if people weren't paying me much money. And what it actually came down to was I actually wasn't really ready to accept people were going to pay me large sums of money. So that is the first shift that I had to make. I had to really make the shift and believe in myself and believe that my clients wanted to pay me money to help them see incredible results, that I could support clients and help clients see incredible results without always over-delivering and burning myself out. And I realized that if I wanted a sustainable business, I needed to make some really big changes that meant my business is going to be here in 10 years and not just around in 10 days' time. So the shift happened to me was when I caught COVID in 2021, and I basically had to cancel 15 one-on-one calls because I was sick in bed. I was literally sleeping all day. We couldn't leave the house. We were in isolation. Darcy also had COVID. And I thought, how am I going to fit 15 calls in on top of all of my calls next week? And that's when I realized that something have to change because I wasn't charging enough. I was working with unaligned clients, and I was really working with clients who just wanted to get the cheapest rate ever. And that is not the coach I wanted to be. So to make those shifts and make those changes, I worked really closely with my coach to build my money mindset up using some of the techniques I shared in last week's episode. But I also had to trust that clients are going to pay me and that really good, high quality coaches that help people see incredible change in their business charge certain prices. And I was ready to join that group. So how that shift really impacted my business was within maybe 8 weeks, I was working half the amount of hours but I was earning double the amount that I was. So I was working way less for a substantial more amount of money. And as my clients wrapped up containers and I attracted new clients, I was attracting much more aligned clients, clients that weren't hunting for the biggest bargain, clients that weren't just desperately looking for a coach that was going to save them. I was now working with women who knew what a powerful investment meant for their business, and they were looking for a long-term coach who was going to take them all the way. And that was really the first incredible step towards building a six-figure coaching business. Setting prices and valuing your services is a really big struggle. And it's something I work really closely with my clients on. And it's something that I worked really deeply with my own coach on. And how I really navigated this space and how I made shifts from you need to be the cheapest, people to pay attention to you, to really attracting clients that knew your worth was understanding how much value I had to share. My business has grown incredibly fast. When I first opened my business, I was fully booked in 6 weeks. I had replaced my corporate income in 8. And my first ever launch as a coach was a sellout launch. And I know that so many women want to know how to do that. So I really had to step into my power, and I really had to really trust that I had incredible knowledge that people and business owners really wanted to know and could be so much of value to them. But to share this knowledge, I needed to be paying myself fairly. To be sharing this knowledge and being the best version of myself and the best coach I could be meant not burning myself out. It meant not saying yes to every client, and it meant really respecting myself and setting prices and valuing my services that meant that I could be coaching in the next 10 years. My vision for my business is to always be sustainable, and it can't be sustainable if you are not paying yourself. And I think a lot of people think, but if I charge my services as really cheap, people are going to come. Yes, they've got no reason to say no, but you are attracting incredibly misaligned clients who more than likely aren't going to be long-term clients. They aren't going to re-sign, and they are most likely in a lack space in their business, and they're looking for a very quick measure that's going to save them. And unfortunately, working with those clients is going to burn you out, and it is going to make you really resent your business. And then my third shift in creating a six-figure business, which has now gone on to become a multi-six-figure business, was really overcoming some of the mindset blocks and limiting beliefs. And the mindset blocks that I was experiencing, the limiting beliefs that I held were, why am I better than X, Y, and Z? Why would someone sign with me over that person? That person's got 10,000 followers on Instagram. Why would they sign with me? These limiting beliefs do not serve me. They're also not based on any fact or any truth. I know when I'm out there searching for a coach, I'm not looking for a coach that has the biggest Instagram following. I'm not looking for a coach that has coached an influencer. I'm not looking for a coach that has helped someone who's not in my industry achieve incredible things. I'm looking for a coach that has walked the walk and can talk the talk. I'm looking for a coach that is really understanding of my situation and who really deeply is confident in how they can help me. And the mindset shifts that I worked with around my coach was seeing how worthy I am of this incredible business, how much knowledge I can share with my clients, that my successes I've seen in my business were not accidental. I remember I had my first $10,000 month, which was such a milestone in my business. And we did a podcast episode on this and I cried. And what I realized was, I thought when I hit $10,000 weeks or when I hit certain financial milestones in my business, I was going to feel instantly like I was a professional, like I was the industry leader, that all of a sudden I was going to know what I was doing and business is going to feel easy and I was going to feel so happy. And unfortunately, that's not the case. You hit $10,000 and it's just any other day. And while that's an incredible celebration, I was not in the right mindset space to be celebrating it. I viewed it as a blip. I viewed it as this will never happen again. So all these incredible things were happening in my business, but I wasn't celebrating them. And this is when I knew I really had to shift these mindset blocks and these beliefs. And this is where I started really celebrating milestones, but also celebrating what it took for me to get to those milestones, that they weren't accidental, that I knew what I was doing. I started writing down all the wins I ever experienced in my business. And on the days when my mindset was really playing up or limiting beliefs were feeling really loud, I read them back to me. And on the days where it felt really heavy, I leant on my coach and was really transparent. It was what was going on. And I did the work that she set. And I think the biggest thing about overcoming the mindset blocks and limiting beliefs is you have to do the work. You have to read the books. You've got to do the affirmations. You need to do the meditations. You need to do the manifestation. You've also got to deeply believe that you can achieve these incredible wins. And by doing the work, I overcame these mindset blocks. And I have the really strong belief of when you master your mindset, you master your business. And this is why shift number three, I put this shift as the most important shift and the biggest reason why I created six figures and then multi six figures in my business, is because I overcame these mindset blocks, but I keep on doing the work every day. So I talk about this resource a lot, but Get Rich Lucky Bitch. And I also did Denise Duffield Thomas's Money Mindset course as well. And doing that work, really working on my money mindset, knowing that I was safe to make money, knowing that I could have $10,000 days, $10,000 weeks, I could make incredible launches, clients were paying me thousands of dollars, to feel really safe around that, that was the biggest work that I did. Because I can honestly say, if I say I'm never going to sign anyone into this program, I could almost guarantee you that's going to happen. I'm not going to sign anyone because the belief I hold on to is going to manifest in my reality. So actually managing what your mindset is telling you to do through books and courses, and Denise Duffield Thomas is the absolute queen at this. I love her. All of her resources are absolutely incredible. She helped me significantly. And as I shared in another podcast episode, on the days where I get in the funk or certain beliefs feel really loud, I read her books and my attitude changes immediately. And my biggest advice to new coaches and service-based business owners who are really aiming for creating six figures in their business, or they want to do bigger than six figures, is to first of all, don't feel the temptation to lower your prices to be the cheapest person in the room just so clients say yes. Because that is the quickest way to burn out. It is the quickest way to resent your business. It's also the quickest way to resent your clients. And my second piece of advice is do not neglect the mindset work. Do not neglect the inner work that you need to do. As I said previously, when you master your mindset, you master your business. And it's this work. And it can also be, I guess, the most frustrating work because you do not see results instantly. The results will come in 6 to 8 weeks, but you will not wake up tomorrow with $10,000 in your bank account, but the results will come. Having that deep trust that you will see those results, staying consistent and staying true to your goals is what will get you there, but you need to be consistent with it. And by trusting that you can get there, by setting prices that you deeply know will support your business, but also your ideal clients will see value from, are so important. And do not underestimate the power of having someone in your business, a coach, a mentor, who you can lean on and take advice from. My coach is 10 steps ahead of me in her business journey. She walks the walk, she talks the talk. I want to know exactly how she's done it. That's why I picked her as my coach. And I suggest picking a coach for the exact same reason. Someone you really want to learn off, someone who is living a lifestyle and have a business that really resonates with you and really lights you up, is such a joy to have in your business. And my incredible coach is Kate Wilkinson. I will share her details on here. I've worked with her for over 2 years now, and this is the absolute power of long-term coaching. When I first started working with her, she had the life and business that I want. And she still continues to do so 2 years on. And the power of long-term coaching, I will be with her until she tells me to go away, basically. We have so much fun together. She has taught me so much. And long-term coaching with a coach who understands you and your business so deeply will be so transformative. So to recap, the three biggest shifts that I made in my business was I needed to turn my focus on having a sustainable business, a business that was going to pay me six and multi-six figures 10 years in the future. I was so focused on the money I was making each month that I was burning myself out. I was working with unaligned clients. I was saying yes to anybody, and that was not serving me. And it also wasn't a business that I wanted in 5 years. So making the changes, and they can be scary. I reduced my working hours. I no longer work Mondays and Tuesdays. I'm very selective in who I work with now. I increase my rates. It all felt incredibly uncomfortable, but it has given me my dream business only a few months later. The shift number two was I stepped into my power and I started paying myself correctly, and I was setting the right price. I was no longer dictated by people who couldn't afford my services. I was no longer focusing on women who were so broke but just needed a desperate change. I started focusing on attracting women who saw the value in my services, who knew this investment was going to be play an incredible role in their business, and women who also saw the power in long-term coaching. And by doing this, I have secured income in my business till 2025, meaning I feel so safe and secure in my business, and I can also have fun in my business. And shift number three was I mastered my mindset and therefore mastered my business, and I overcame my mindset blocks and my limiting beliefs, and I do that work every single day. Because unfortunately, that work never ends, but this is the joy of being a business owner. It comes down to so much of the personal development and the work you are willing to do. I really hope these three shifts have shown you how you can build a sustainable six-figure business that you're also obsessed with and one that you love, not one that you are going to be burnt out from and end up resenting. But thank you so much for joining me on this podcast episode. If you love this podcast episode, don't forget to rate and review my podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And as always, my DMs and emails are always open if you want to continue this podcast in a conversation. Don't forget to subscribe so you can stay updated around when my next podcast episode is landing and what guests are going to be coming on my podcast. And I can't wait to speak to you soon. Bye. Thank you for joining me on another episode of the Business Expansion Podcast. If you loved this podcast, I'd absolutely love to connect with you via my Instagram. My Instagram name is LouiseCornell_, and I'll also link the handle in my show notes. Remember, you have the power to create a business that not only thrives, but brings you endless joy each and every day. I can't wait to see you next time.